Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we're the talk of the world, and unfortunately for the worst possible reasons, as wildfires are just still raging out of control in L.A. Many, 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 many people have lost everything that they own, and yes, many of them are celebrities. This is James Woods, who is speaking to CNN and showing that he's not just a rich celebrity, quote-unquote, but he's a human being who lost his house.
Sarah was on with her 8-year-old niece last night. She came out... I'm sorry. Just, you know, one day you're swimming in the pool and the next day it's all gone. But she came out with her little Yeti piggy bank for us to rebuild our house.
It's just, it's so heartbreaking to hear that, you know, and these are human beings. We have to remember that. It doesn't matter, honestly, how much money someone has or doesn't have. When you lose everything by something that's not your choice, you know, it's taken from you. It's devastating. So many celebrities lost homes. Anna Faris, Miles Teller, Eugene Levy, Billy Crystal, Anthony Hopkins. I mean, John Goodman. It's devastating. And nothing like this has ever happened in the city of L.A.
That's what scares me the most, is that wildfires are certainly nothing new to us, but when they say this is history, this has never happened before.
And there's so many people here who totally relate to that. I mean, just take the 2003 wildfires, the Cedar Fire. I mean, half of Crest was decimated when those fires came through. You know, Scripps Ranch and RB and all those places that burned to the ground. And they know exactly what these people are going through. And I can't even imagine the emotions it stirs up, you know,
PTSD,
and those who have gone through this.
You know, when I was a kid, the first time I ever saw my dad cry, I'll never forget it. Our house completely flooded, and it was, I mean, I'm talking, we had a multi-level house. So you would walk in and you'd have the upstairs, but you'd have a downstairs and then a way downstairs. Well, I called it the way downstairs. It was the basement, but as a kid, it was the way downstairs. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the way downstairs completely submerged. It came all the way up to the middle of the second level of our home.
Wow.
So everything. And my dad was just reduced to a human being, crying in front of his kids. I never saw anything like that in my life, and that scared me more than anything else. The point I'm bringing this up is that every time it rained for years after that, my parents would have to sedate themselves because of the PTSD from seeing everything they had destroyed. I can't even imagine what you just said, Tammy. People that survived that fire and saw everything that they had go, what they're feeling right now. It's exactly the same thing I was thinking as I was driving in this morning, how this is triggering so many people, whether we're affected by it or not. I kind of feel guilty because I'm getting calls, at least from people who are out of state, saying, are you okay? Mm-hmm. What's going on? my God, we're fine.
Yes.
There are people 2 hours up the road who aren't, but I kind of feel guilty in a way.
Well, sure you do, because it's so close to you, and it's just, the whole thing is just devastating. The good news this morning is the winds have died down, so hopefully they can get some containment going on these fires. That's been the biggest problem. Hurricane force winds were keeping planes from being able to fly and drop water, so this morning is going to be a big milestone for them in fighting the fires on how they can get containment before those winds pick up again.
You don't need us to tell you this, but firefighters, man, you are...
Thank you.
I don't even think heroic is a strong enough of a word for what you do for us. 833-287-1037. Let's get you to see Kane Brown during Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Maybe you'll even win $100. 833-287-1037. Call right now. Go see Kane Brown. It's on us for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 1037 KSON. Day 3 of John and Tammy's baby saga. If you've been paying attention this week, Tammy broke the big news that we have been contacted by our long-lost child that we didn't even know we conceived, let alone had, and neglected all of his or her life.
Mean, you can see maybe not remembering the conception, but you certainly are going to remember a birth.
I mean, so... I don't know who you've been conceiving with, but I'd like to think you'd remember it. What is our child's name again? I forgot.
Takudzwa. So yesterday we said that...
First of all, this was a message that we got on Facebook. Yes. Obviously, someone trying to scam us. Tim and I are pretty sure we have not had a baby together.
I'm not sure if he's trying to scam us or not. This is the new update. When he had said, I'm your child, and I replied, oh my goodness, we never knew. And he said, oh shame, I'm lost, sorry. And I said, perhaps we can help find you.
Right.
You know, thinking this was just kind of a jokey thing,
very
right?
Very deep, very sympathetic.
Well, then he responded back, I need John and Tammy Bayer.
Bear, like B-A-R-E, like he wants his name?
B-A-Y-E-R, bear, like the bear aspirin? Yes.
What does that mean?
That's who he's looking for, a John and Tammy bear. No. So I said, gotcha, well, that's not us. He replied, okay, and I said, do you know where they live? And he said, no. So I said,
wait a second.
I'm sorry.
This is legit, maybe?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Oh, now I feel, oh my God, now I feel horrible. Listen, when somebody reaches out to you on Facebook and says, I'm your child, and you know damn well that they're not your child, you think you're being scammed. But now I feel like, what if this is actually somebody who's missing their family or was given up for adoption? And now I feel very, very, I feel ashamed of myself. This is not where I thought this was going, Tammy.
Well, I still don't. I don't really think it's real because that name has tons of social media accounts associated with that name. The list goes on and on and on.
So are you claiming that they're all burner accounts? Maybe Takunza is like the John Smith of a different part of the world. I don't know. Okay, good. I'm going to go ahead and assume that this is a scam still. I don't want to feel bad about possibly leading a poor kid or adult who's trying to find his family astray.
Well, some of them are male. Some of them are female. Some of them are business accounts.
Okay.
I'm thinking that this is, the whole thing is some kind of scam or something of some sort.
Why would he put, I'm looking for John and Tammy Bear.
Well, maybe let's look up John and Tammy Bear. Maybe they're wealthy. Maybe.
Yeah, by the way, Takunza, I hate to break it to you, pal, but if you're looking for wealth, you're barking up the wrong John and Tammy. That's for sure.
Best to look for somebody else. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 1037 KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Tammy, we're going to Terra Santa. Say good morning to Leslie. Hi, Leslie.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning back. Hey, would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Hey, Tammy, you gotta go.
All right, good luck.
Leslie, I got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam, we're going to hook you up with $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. Also want to remind you, Leslie, that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
The movie Jaws turns 50 this year. Jaws is about a killer what? David Schwimmer says Friends fans still yell pivot at him. Quote, sometimes it's startling, but also it's just a reminder that the series lives on. The famous pivot scene.
Pivot! 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 Pivot!
Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
Revolves around Ross, Chandler, and Rachel attempting to move what up a staircase?
Okay, first off, I quote this all the time, but a couch.
When Elvis Presley died, he was worth $5 million. So let's play the high-low game. Today, his estate was valued at up to $400 million. Is that too high or too low?
Too high?
Jason Aldean and Brooks and Dunn announced a show at Fenway Park. What baseball team plays at Fenway Park?
Fenway Park. Boston? Maybe.
And finally, Taylor Kitsch says he's been asked to reprise his role as Tim Riggins as part of the reboot of this classic TV show that ran for 5 seasons. What is the show?
Oh, I couldn't even tell you. I don't know.
Okay. Let's get Tam back in. Leslie, what's going on with you today? Tell me something good.
I'm working today.
Okay. That's good. What do you do?
I work in Medicare claims.
Okay. Tam, Leslie did 3 out of 5 today.
Nice job, Leslie.
The movie Jaws turns 50 this year. Jaws is about a killer what?
Shark.
That is right. 1-1. David Schwimmer says Friends fans still yell pivot at him. Quote, sometimes it's startling, but also it's just a reminder that the series lives on. The famous pivot scene.
Pivot! Pivot!
Revolves around Ross, Chandler, and Rachel attempting to move what up a staircase?
A couch.
That's right. Leslie knew that as well. It is 2-2. When Elvis Presley died, he was worth $5 million. So let's play the high-low game. Today, his estate was valued at up to $400 million. Is that too high or too low?
I'm going to say it's too low.
It is too low. $500 million is what Elvis's estate is worth today. It's 3-2. Leslie went with too high. Tam, Jason Aldean and Brooks and Dunn announced a show at Fenway Park. What baseball team plays at Fenway Park?
Ooh, who plays at Fenway? Wow. The Red Sox?
Yeah. Boston Red Sox. Leslie knew that. It's 4-3, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, Taylor Kitsch says he's been asked to reprise his role as Tim Riggins as part of the reboot of this classic TV show that ran for 5 seasons. What is the show?
Wow. I don't even know who that actor is. And who's the character?
Tim Riggins.
Tim Riggins. Boy, I have no clue.
Looking for Friday Night Lights. Okay, so today, Tammy beats you, Leslie, by a score of 4-3, so you're not going to get any of her money, but we have a great prize for you.
You will be going to see Kane Brown at Pechanga Arena on March 13th.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Leslie, enjoy that. Have a good day working at home, and before you leave, unfortunately, I have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Leslie Carasana, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Instead of resolutions this year, which nobody can ever keep, our show, John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show, decided to instead set a goal for ourselves and ask each other for help to reach that goal.
Yeah, we wanted to just accomplish one thing. Just one thing that by sometime this year that we will have accomplished, it to make it a little less harsh, because resolutions can be hard, right? I loved when my nephew posted, make it New Year's practices, because when you're practicing at something, the goal is to get better and you're going to make mistakes, so it keeps you from wanting to just give up. I had one specific goal this year that I wanted to accomplish, so I talked to one of my coaches at the gym.
Coach Noah, my one thing is I want to be able to do one pull-up. Do you think that's possible?
Heck yeah, that's possible.
I can do the knee ups, but I can't
the knee even tugs.
Pretend to even try.
There's different variations to help you with a pull up.
Okay,
and you can't just start from ground zero lifting right. Body weight, right? We're gonna have to use resistant bands, control the eccentric with chin up negatives. You know how we like control it down, fully extend the arm. It's possible, but you're gonna have to prioritize a little bit more.
Right.
So every Wednesday when we prioritize a movement here at Latitude 32 Fitness,
right,
on Fletcher Parkway. We need to make sure that we stimulate the muscles that need to be necessary for a pull-up, and we'll get it done. It's doable.
Within the year.
Within the year, I can
pull myself up.
Yeah.
And do a chin-up. Yeah. At least one.
You got it. You got it, Tim.
Thanks, Coach.
We'll go back to it. Let's do it.
Now, while I wasn't expecting any kind of coach that's worth his weight to say, no, forget about that, Cole. You're not going to do it. I'm very impressed with Noah's enthusiasm. He's definitely good at what he does.
He's great. He's a great coach.
Just listening to him, it makes me want to start working out.
Yeah,
I didn't understand half the things he said, by the way. I heard resistance. I heard bands. I heard him plug the...
Prioritize.
I heard him plug the gym. I heard stimulate the muscle, which I'm pretty good at. But I don't know a lot of the technological terms that he was saying. This is something that you can totally do, Tammy. Remember, I think it was, a couple of years ago when you couldn't even do 3 push-ups in the studio.
I still can't do push-ups very well. I'm still not very good at them.
But you can do more than 3.
Yeah, and here's the thing. There are plenty of women who go to that gym who are way stronger than me, who've been doing this for a long time, and still can't do a pull-up. It takes a lot to lift your own weight up like that. And it's more difficult for women than it is men. And so that's what I'm a little concerned about. But that's why we're making it just one thing. Producer Jessica, you've changed one specific thing with your fitness journey.
I'm trying for the next 30 days to stay away from sugar.
Okay.
Like added sugars and processed sugars, just because I think it's really affecting me in so many ways.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. So I want to keep staying away from it. I'm trying to do no sugar for 30 days because I know eventually I'm going to want like a churro.
Sure.
But for right now, we're going to stay away from the sugar for at least a month.
833-287-1037. Is there just one thing that maybe you've tweaked when it comes to your health, whether it's how you're eating, your dieting, or you're working out, your exercise routine? Just one little thing can make a big difference. What's yours?
John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 1037 KSON. Tammy has vowed she will do one pull-up before this year is over. That's the one goal that she wants to reach, and we are going to help her reach that. 833-287-1037. What is one positive thing that you have promised yourself you're going to do this year to benefit your health? Stephanie?
I planned on starting to juice. Now I'm waiting for my containers.
You need specific containers to start this juice cleanse?
Yeah, but, I don't want to make, like, an overflow and then have it go bad. I don't have a way to store it, so now I'm waiting on my containers.
Tammy, you've juiced in the past. Any advice for Stephanie?
Well, just once those come, don't put it off. don't make that an excuse. Chelsea has decided to make one change, and that was make her entire family do a diet with her. Right, Chelsea?
Yes. I've made my, entire family and, friend groups go on it with me.
All right. That's a lot of people and a lot of commitment.
What kind of diet did you guys do?
It was the Suja drinks. So I bought the whole 2-week pack from Costco. And then you really can't eat anything except for 3 of these day. And the first day I was struggling so hard with it that I made my mom, my 2 sisters, and my best friend join in and do it with me. Because I was in a wedding in 2 weeks, so I really needed to drop some pounds. They secretly hated me for it, I know. And I'm sure they didn't really do it, but they just told me they were doing it, so I had a better support system.
I can guarantee you that's the case.
That's one way to do it, though.
If you were in my family, I'd be, oh, yeah, sure, I'm going to help you with that.
You bet.
As soon as that door closes, I'm not even going to bother opening the chips. I'm just going to eat through the bag.
Eat through the bag.
Good luck. Good luck with all your goals this year. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 1037 KSON. Well, we are the talk of the nation, of the world. As a matter of fact, and not for a great reason. Obviously, the L.A. wildfires, thousands of people have lost their homes. It's devastation that's, and this is saying so much in Southern California, it's devastation that's never been seen, that's historical, and that scares the crap out of me.
Yeah, L.A. has never seen anything like this. It's just sad all the way around. And a big thank you to our San Diego firefighters who are up there trying to help them. Just a reminder here, too, we are still under a red flag warning through tomorrow. We have some school closures again today because of the potential for high winds with Julian and Mountain Empire and War Unified. Also, Sullivan Middle School and Bonsall High School in the Bonsall Unified School District. Barona Indian Charter School are closed today, too, just because of those winds. Still could have a chance for your power to be shut off today. If you go to SDG&E, they have a map right there so you can see what's going on. And just to be aware and be thoughtful, because if the winds pick up here, I don't even want to think, what could happen here as well.
Jamie Lee Curtis was on The Tonight Show just last night describing what's going on in her neighborhood.
As you know, Where I live is on fire right now. Literally, the entire city of the Pacific Palisades is burning. And it's gnarly, you guys. It's just a catastrophe in Southern California. Obviously, there have been horrific fires in many places. This is literally where I live. Everything. The market I shop in, the schools my kids go to, friends, many friends now have lost their homes. So it is... It's a really awful situation. I'm, you know, obviously going to go home first thing tomorrow and be with my family and try to help my friends. But it is, just so I can tell you, the American Red Cross, support them. They will come in and help people. Do anything you can. Anything in your community to help people, whether you need it or not now, you will need it. Give blood, donate, whatever you can do. Animal shelters.
Yeah.
For anybody living anywhere, have an emergency kit in your house. I'm an American Red Cross ambassador. Have an emergency kit with prescription glasses, medicines, dog food, baby formula, all the things you need if you have to flee.
I listen to Jamie Lee Curtis and I get so panicky because I don't have that assembled yet. I don't know why. I've lived here for almost 14 years now.
You need a go bag, John.
And I never thought about dog food. Mm-hmm. I never thought about readers. I never thought about any of that stuff. Thank you, Jamie Lee Curtis. Never thought I'd be saying that today, but I'm going to do that when I get home today.
Okay, good for you.
833-287-1037. We've got Tammy's College of Hollywood knowledge to come, and that means someone's going to win Kate Brown tickets. Why not you? You might even win $100 if you beat Tammy. 833-287-1037. Call for Tammy's College of Hollywood knowledge with John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 1037 KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's head to La Jolla. Say good morning to Tim. What's going down, Tim?
Hey, I'm ready. Let's do it.
Oh, all right. Jumping right in. Kick Tammy out of the studio, please, then, Tim.
Tammy, Amscray.
Okay.
You know I don't speak pig Latin. Tim, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tim, you get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a Garage Door and Gate Store.com. I want to remind you, Tim, that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Miley Cyrus's sister Noah had her 25th birthday yesterday. Is she older or younger than Miley?
Older.
The 2025 Girl Scout cookie season is upon us. What is the best-selling Girl Scout cookie?
Thin Mints.
There's a 45th anniversary screening of The Shining at the Timberline Lodge in Oregon this October. It was used for the exterior shots of the Overlook Hotel in the movie. Who was the Oscar-winning star of The Shining?
Jack Nicholson.
31 years ago this week, figure skater Nancy Kerrigan's knee was bashed in by rival skater Tanya Harding's thugs. Name the 2019 Oscar-nominated film starring Margot Robbie as Harding and Allison Janney as her mother.
I don't know.
Okay, and finally, the novel that was turned into a movie starring Shia LaBeouf will now become a TV series at Disney+. The 2003 LaBeouf movie also starred Sigourney Weaver as Warden Walker and John Voight as Mr. Sir. What's the movie?
I don't know.
Okay, let's get Tammy back in. Tim, what you got going on today, pal?
I'm working. Working for the city.
Working for the city. All right. Second day in a row we've got city workers calling us, Tammy.
Nice.
You know, I used to be a city worker.
Yes, you did.
Yes, John, we know.
even he knows.
Take great pride in that job.
I know you did.
Tim today did, let me see, did 2 out of 5.
Okay.
Tim, Miley Cyrus's sister, Noah, had her 25th birthday yesterday. Is she older or younger than Miley?
Younger.
Yeah, she's younger. Miley's 32. It's 1-0. Tim went with older. Tim, the 2025 Girl Scout cookie season is upon us. What is the best-selling Girl Scout cookie?
Thin Mints?
Yeah. Thin Mints is correct, even though it's Samoas all day and night for me.
Love those.
It's 2-1. Tim knew that. There's a 45th anniversary screening of The Shining at the Timberline Lodge in Oregon this October. That was the place that was used for the exterior shots of the Overlook Hotel in the movie. Who is the Oscar-winning star of The Shining?
Jack Nicholson.
That is right. Tim knew that. 3-2 Tammy. 31 years ago this week, figure skater Nancy Kerrigan's knee was bashed in by rival skater Tanya Harding's thugs. Name the 2019 Oscar-nominated film that starred Margot Robbie as Harding and Allison Janney as her mother.
I, Tanya?
I, Tanya. Tim didn't know. 4 2 Tammy.
It's a good movie.
It's a great movie. And finally, the novel that was turned into a movie starring Shia LaBeouf will now become a TV series at Disney Plus. The 2003 LaBeouf movie also starred Sigourney Weaver as Warden Walker and John Voight as Mr. Sir. What's the movie?
Oh, it's escaping me.
It's one of my daughter's all-time favorite movies. I bet it's yours as well. It's called Holes. Tim, today, Tammy beats you by a score of 4-2, so you're not going to get any of her money, but we have a great prize for you.
We do. You have a pair of tickets to see Kane Brown. He'll be at Pechanga Arena on March 13th.
Awesome.
Tim, enjoy that, pal. Enjoy your day at work. In the meantime, I have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Tim from La Jolla, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Libby's boyfriend got hammered at her company Christmas party, and that's no bueno as far as Libby is concerned. Libby's in Point Loma. Good morning, Libby.
Good morning.
Libby, go ahead and share your story about what happened and what you are concerned about.
Yeah, so like a couple weeks ago, I took my boyfriend to our Christmas party at work, and it's the first time he's been around my coworkers. And he not only got hammered, but he made like an ass out of himself. He was loud and like bragging about these expensive watches that he had. And then I saw him at one point having a conversation with my boss.
Oh boy.
But I didn't think that much of it at the time. But once, you know, I got back to work and everyone came back from the holidays, I find out, like, it was a lot worse than I thought.
Ooh.
And he told my boss, like, TMI stuff. And, I mean, thankfully my boss is amazing and she told me, like, not to be embarrassed and I didn't get in trouble for it. But when I brought it up to my boyfriend, he said, oh, it's an open bar. They expect this kind of stuff to happen. And so I'm worried this might not just be like a one-time thing for him. He does like to have a good time when we go out and drink. I'm just concerned, like, what if he doesn't have a filter like all the time? Or should I continue in the relationship and like not worry about him embarrassing me like this again?
I mean, the first thing he should have said after you told him how embarrassed you were is, God, I'm so sorry. I mean, and that didn't come out of his mouth at all?
No.
Hmm.
A little concerning.
We had a couple of years ago, our company Christmas party, a partner of one of our coworkers was like that. And rest assured, we were all talking about that person the next day. So you exactly. were a topic of conversation, unfortunately. I have to imagine if your office is like our office, and that's not cool either.
Yeah, I know I was. So I'm pretty embarrassed.
Yeah, I would be too. Now, you've been dating for a little bit and you have gone out with them in the past. And is this the first time he made that big of a spectacle?
Yeah, this one was just like way a big, like out of nowhere, and it was a huge thing.
Something else I want to ask too, because I've known some men that their default mechanism when they know that they've done something, you know, wrong or embarrassed is to get defensive and like, well, what did you expect?
Just men do that?
No, I'm just saying in my experience, we're talking about a man. Okay. So I'm saying in my experience, I've had some men that I know very well, maybe one I'm married to, maybe also one I work with, that was a defense mechanism for a while and they've learned how not to do that. And so it's possible I'm imagining he's not in his 40s, right? He's young.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's possible that's kind of his defense mechanism right now. So that's something I'd want to talk with him about first.
Libby, I don't want to get too personal with you. You don't have to reveal anything, but a scale of like 1 to 5, 5 being the absolute worst. How embarrassing was the TMI that he shared with your boss?
It was like a 3.
Okay, so, yeah.
You know, but I think that's an important conversation, don't you, John? I mean, just
about
knowing
the TMI stuff?
No, about was he just being defensive in his answer because deep down he was really embarrassed? Or did he really not care?
Well, I think the first thing that should have come out of his mouth, Libby, when you told him how concerned and embarrassed you were was, oh my God, I'm so sorry. That didn't happen, and that's a red flag right there. But what do we know? 833-287-1037. Libby, I don't think you want to end this. I don't think you want to stop seeing this guy. So what do you think Libby should do? Should she love him or list him? 833-287-1037. Libby, if you wouldn't mind hanging around, we'll see what our KSO and family has to say. Maybe they'll give you something you never thought of and like, wow, it'll fix everything.
Okay, sounds good.
Cool. John and Tammy, San Diego's Country Station, 1037 KSON.
A couple weeks ago, I took my boyfriend to our Christmas party at work, and it's the first time he's been around my coworkers. And he not only got hammered, but he made like an ass out of himself. And he told my boss like TMI stuff. When I brought it up to my boyfriend, he said, "Oh, it's an open bar. They expect this kind of stuff."
That's Libby in Point Loma. You heard her situation. Help her out at 833-287-1037.
Lisa, what do you think Libby should do here? Love him or list him?
List him. Believe him. If he is showing you who he is, don't question it. Believe him. And I feel like as women, when men act a certain way, they think it's allowable. So if you put your foot down and he doesn't pay attention, then you already know who he is. And there's no reason to try to negotiate or explain to him how to act. He knows better. Somebody just has to train him. Because men do not get good without us women showing them how to be a great man.
All right, Lisa, thank you so much.
I think I might have something to say about that, but it's not about me right now.
It's not.
Dorothy's in Point Loma. Dorothy, what do you think Libby should do with her boyfriend who got hammered at her company Christmas party? Shared TMI with her boss.
It's like so cringe to me, right? Like super red flag. The fact that he didn't even apologize or didn't think that he did anything wrong, like leave him, get out of there, run.
Does anybody else think that maybe he's just young and dumb and give him another chance?
No, because now you're known in your office as that girl who brought the super drunk guy. Like you're going to be known like that forever. If you don't dump him, it's like a bad rep at work. Just leave him, leave him.
Well, that's an interesting take. But, you know, I think there's something to be said to giving him a chance to see, to really, truly understand how his behavior affected everybody. I don't know. Let's go back to Libby. So you've heard what everyone has to say. Once again, I think you definitely need to give him one more chance when you talk to him about it to see if he was just really being young and inexperienced in defensive in his answer to you. Because deep down he is shamed and he doesn't know how to express that. But, you know, what's important is what's going on in your heart and in your mind.
Yeah, I think I definitely, like, he deserves a chance to, like, at least explain himself. I don't want to just be, like, irrational and break up with him. But I do agree that it's, like, a important conversation we need to have, and kind of, depending on his answers, is going to way how I handle it.
I was just thinking, I hate to cut you off, but I was also thinking, you know, this was the first time he's been at your office party of any kind, right? First time he's met your coworkers, mm-hmm. your boss. I mean, maybe there was just a nervous factor where the dude just was right. Like, I wanted to make a good impression, and all of a sudden, I don't know what happened. I just drank too much, and then boom, this other person emerges. That could be it, and that could be something that he could easily just say, that could be a really valid explanation as to why what happened.
Because, Libby, you're younger than John and I. So, John in his 20s would have responded to his girlfriend if that was you, is very different than the John now. Right? In the way that you handle stressful situations.
You have to tell me. I don't know. I'm this new guy, according to you.
I'm just saying, I like that you want to give him a chance first. I think that's a good idea. But have that in the back of your mind, that if he really, truly deep down is like, whatever, man, that is a big red flag.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, Libby. Well, either way, A, we appreciate you sharing your life with us, and B, we hope that you're happy. That's really all we care about. So take care of you. I hope you get the answers that you're looking for. And if not, again, just be happy with your decision, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right,
Libby. Thanks, Libby.
John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON.